Marco Werman, and this is The World. Don't know if you've seen any of the video footage out of eastern Ukraine. It's ugly. Homes shelled beyond repair. People surviving in ice-cold basements with very little to eat. We're going to check in now on the situation with a Ukrainian. Natalia Romanyuk is not in the east. She lives and works in Kiev, where she produces television commercials. But her brother and mother are in eastern Ukraine, near Donetsk.
Talked to my mom yesterday. They're okay. They don't have any water for maybe 4 days already because the reservation was bombed and now it's being repaired. But nobody knows how much time it will take because it's full of snow and it's -5, -10 at night. Might take some time because in summertime when it was bombed, it took them about 3 months to repair it. So they didn't have any running water for 3 months.
I gather you haven't spoken much with your brother in the past year. Why not?
I haven't because starting from the 1st of December last year, when people were beaten up on Maidan Square and the whole city rebelled, I talked to him in the evening and he really shocked me by saying that people that were beaten up are to blame. It's not the police, it's just them. Because they were not supposed to stay there. They were supposed to be at their home sleeping. And it really shocked me because my brother is quite a reasonable and wise guy. No, he's not a guy anymore. He's 31. But, you know, the whole attitude was so different. And then when it all started in the Donbas area, he keeps blaming Ukrainians because he thinks that Maidan is the reason of what is going on now. And for me, it's just ridiculous.
Has this conflict divided you and your brother?
I'm trying not to talk over politics. He even visited me last month. And for the first day, we were okay. We were talking about life and stuff. But on the second day, still, we couldn't resist talking about politics and we quarreled again.
Natalia, tell me what your heritage is. I mean, how is it that your brother and mother are in eastern Ukraine and you're in Kiev? Did you grow up in eastern Ukraine and then move?
Yeah, I was born there and I was brought up there. I remember my first visit to Western Ukraine. We were brought there when we were 15. We were afraid to speak Russian there because we were told that if we don't speak Ukrainian, which we can speak, but we don't because in Donbas region, everybody speaks Russian there.
And you did too. You grew up in Eastern Ukraine speaking Russian.
I'm speaking Russian even now. I'm trying to speak more Ukrainian, but it will take some time because I can't think in Ukrainian. It's not my native language. So even when I was young and we were there, we didn't want to speak Russian. But in a couple of days, we understood that Western Ukrainians are so much more religious and kinder. And my whole idea about what Western Ukraine was broken. But I always noticed that most of people perceived Western Ukrainians as different people. And maybe this was some button that was pushed half a year ago by Russians.
So those old friends of yours, classmates and so on, in the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine, do you still talk to them? Are you able to still talk with them?
I'm not talking to anybody that is left there because my all efforts ended up in maybe beginning of February last year when I was trying to tell people what Maidan was about, what we were doing there, because they were told by Russian television, and most of them are watching only Russian television, that Maidan is some fascist area. Things like that. And then when war started in March, they started blaming me for Ukrainians bombing their cities. And that's when we stopped talking because it was just impossible to prove them different. And I think that really there's something in the water because because for some reason, people at some point, they stopped thinking.
I really get a sense from what you're saying, Natalia, just how kind of split Ukraine is, almost like right down the middle. What hopes do you have for the future?
I really hope that that war stops. I think when Russia stops supporting it, it will all end up really soon. But I don't really know what to do with people there because they all are confident now that we are their enemies. And that's sad.
That was TV producer Natalia Romanyuk speaking with me from Kiev.